Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Yeah. Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your morning started, can you believe it's the last day of the month? Yes, it's Momentum Monday, and today is September the 30th, and I hope that your morning is off to a great start. If you're just getting started, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern, and I tell you, this weekend I hope was a great weekend. I hope that this morning you have your momentum, and if you're still trying to gather yourself and you don't quite have it because of circumstances, and you know how things just seem to happen on Monday morning, it's because I think over time we have created such bad feelings about Monday so that whenever anything goes wrong, we just simply blame it on Monday. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Things don't always start out the way that we hope that they will, but we have the power to move right past it. And so that's what we want to encourage you to do this morning. It doesn't matter what has happened already. Just move right past it. And as you're on the move, remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So give yourself enough time to get there safely, slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And I'm going to tell you, it seems like this morning I was saying to DC on the drive in that on the highway, especially, there seemed to be a lot of traffic. So people are up, they're on the move, everybody's trying to get their work day and their school day started. And so we're hoping that at this moment, you have, if you needed to, have taken a deep breath, breathe in, big, 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 hold it, and blow out, and declare that today is going to be the great start to the great week that you expect to have. You know what? We need to raise our expectations. And I'll tell you what, this morning, after we got here, we realized that some things that we needed to do weren't done. And we just decided that we're going to move past that. We're not going to get stuck in what we shoulda, coulda, or didn't do. We're just going to be right here in the moment. We're going to relax. And we're going to just make sure that our day is off to a good start. And it starts with what we're saying. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Momentum Monday. We're going to take a break here. It's 7:40, but we'll be back with more after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.comanacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wings.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're on your way this morning, it's 7:46 a.m. Central Standard, 8:46 Eastern. And, of course, today is Momentum Monday. It's September the 30th. And this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, we remind you every single day to share today and shape tomorrow. And the way that you can do that is by volunteering. If you're a senior, if you're 55 years old, or older, and you want to be the difference maker, a change maker in a young person's life, then all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260 and ask how you can get involved. And not only is it a great opportunity to volunteer, it is a great opportunity to get paid. And that money does not affect any of your incoming income. Once again, the number 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. That's hicksonhasit.com. Also, a proud presenting sponsor of this year's 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, three decades, that is, and more. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish for great food, great friendliness, and great fun. McDonald's of Alexandria. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And Get Wired Satellites, we want to remind you about the best channels, the best savings, plus HD for life, and lots more. The number to phone for the best wiring, 318-767-2220. And as we get our morning going along with you this morning, I am sitting and doing what we always do on Momentum Monday, and that is drinking from my cup of momentum. And some mornings you feel like you need that momentum, DC, more than others.
Yes.
Yes. But this morning, you know what? We're super excited to get the week started, and we're even more excited with the last day of the month, and we're moving into, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely, Carlette. It's nothing like coming back from the weekend, getting rest, getting rejuvenated from church. I mean, just really having a really, really wonderful day at church yesterday. It's like it just has me reinvigorated because
you know, I feel that reinvigoration.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, look like I just got energized because, you know, Pastor Greg was getting down on some real serious. Well, he always is. But yesterday, I mean, he hit in a place where I just really needed to be poked and prodded at, you know, the slothfulness and that laziness. And you cannot allow that stuff to creep in on your life.
Absolutely.
It will
not
creep in and steal from you. It will pilfer from you. You will look up 10, 15 years later and say, what happened?
Right.
slothfulness moved in and stole a lot of your stuff.
A lot of your youth, a lot of the things that you had to offer to society.
Yes.
And what we were meditating on this weekend, and especially yesterday after church, was that slothfulness, which is laziness, is something.
No, it's different. He described it as different.
What did he describe?
You know, slothfulness is more of an attitude. Lazy is a physical.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can be slowful and not as lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy just means you just don't want to do mm-hmm. anything. Slowfulness is an attitude. That's what I receive from it. It's an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It gets down into your psyche mm-hmm. and causes you to do things differently than you ordinarily would had slowfulness not crept in mm-hmm. on you and moved in. And, you know, he was saying how you can pass it on to your kids.
Right.
You got to be very careful that we don't let slowfulness come in and steal and pilfer from us in our lives that God has given us as a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slowfulness will come in and steal from you and stop you from being to the world what God has put you to be here to be.
That's powerful.
And yes, it is.
And you know what? We were talking.
I've been meditating on it since he said it, Carlette. I've been, you know, he put that in me yesterday like a seed. And
uh-huh.
ever since then, it's just been growing up. Looked like I popped out of the bed this morning saying, look, I don't want that slowfulness on me.
Absolutely.
You know, let me get out of here and get going
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to have to deal with looking back 10 years from now saying, wow, we were doing wonderful, man. What happened?
Right.
And you look into it a little bit closer and you see that spirit of slowfulness move in and stop you from being all that you can be.
Mm-hmm. And how many people this morning are feeling slowful this morning and not wanting to get up and be all that they can be?
Right.
And really what we rediscovered yesterday is it's about those gifts and those talents that God has given to each and every one
Absolutely.
Of us.
Absolutely.
And us not really putting those gifts and talents to the use that God has intended for them to be. And it all starts with, God bless you, it starts with an attitude, a mindset. And are we inadvertently passing that on to our kids where we're trying to take the path of least resistance
right.
in every area? We see our kids do it. We can identify it. But we really just kind of go along with it.
Absolutely. And then once it was said and it was put into my psyche, mm-hmm. I started looking back over the course of my life, and I could see where it crept in different stages of mm-hmm. my life.
And where it stole from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why right now I'm saying, wow, I'm doing a self-inventory to find out, okay, am I letting slowfulness creep in and pilfer from me, and then I won't really understand or realize that that has happened until way after
mm-hmm.
it has stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, life, I look at it in terms of seasons
mm-hmm.
and places that you are in your life, you know, where you look at your young adult life,
mm-hmm.
you say, well, this is where I was. I was more of in a learning stage
mm-hmm.
where I was trying to get all the information that I was going to need to live a happy, successful, productive life.
Right.
And then now, you know, where we are in as middle age, you know, you're more in moving to the evening time of your life
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you should know more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You should be smarter. And, you know, we are smart enough to know that we have to be in church to go in and get uh-huh. those words. Because yesterday, to me, I believe it was a life-altering word from God that Pastor Greg delivered.
Absolutely.
That's what I believe.
And one of the things that I think that maybe this is just a word for some other people as well, because this is certainly not what we thought we would be talking about this morning. But as we are on the subject, one of the things that really just dropped in my spirit in order to keep our kids engaged, because, you know, as your kids are growing up, especially as they become teenagers, it's more challenging to keep them engaged in church and really keep them engaged, period. And so one of the things that we decided to do to keep young David Christmas engaged is to make him take notes in church. And what we figured out as a younger kid is that he is an excellent note taker. And with that said, I'm reading from some of his notes. He says, you know, when laziness, what it does is it causes you to hate work. And sometimes we hate our job, not simply because we hate our job, but we hate our job because we've gotten lazy. And then we forget to take advantage of the things that God has given us. And so we start to waste time and we waste our resources. We waste our talents. And so this morning, as we talk about getting your momentum going, we want to encourage people. The word that we got yesterday, DC, and that we have really been not just meditating, but we have been ruminating on it. We
Absolutely.
Have been just letting it really go down into
Absolutely.
Our psyche.
Absolutely. And I really, Carlette, really hate that sometimes we have to leave church early when we go to the late service. Because David's school is the only school probably in the state of Louisiana that they practice football on Sundays. I don't know.
Right.
I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. This is the first that I've ever heard of a team practicing on Sunday. But, you know, at 1:30 they practice. So, you know, church is still kind of going on. We have to leave. And, you know, I really, I wish they would stop practicing us. You know, I really do.
Right.
Of course, you know.
It is what it is.
But, I mean, yesterday I was so moved in church by the way one word from God can change your life. Because had we not gone to church, and sometimes I'll lay there and think about not going to church or say, well, you know, we got that practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that's thrown in to stop you from going. You know, I wonder how it would be this morning had I missed that word. Because that was a real word to me.
Absolutely.
Real word. I mean, I'm so moved by it that I find myself just meditating on it all through the night. I woke up this morning, I was thinking about it, and here we are right now talking about it because we deem it to be that important.
Absolutely. And I think for a lot of people, as we have been meditating on that word and will continue to meditate on it, a lot of people have lost their zeal. And that's one of the things that he talked about yesterday, the word zeal. And so David was really asking, you know, what that meant. And he hadn't really heard of that word. But your zeal is that luster, that sort of energy, that get up and go that you have sometimes in the beginning. But over
right.
time, if you're not careful, you'll lose that zeal.
Absolutely. You become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You just get into that place where it's just, you're just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not putting anything into it at all, anything extra, you know, to that oomph, if you will, to make it like it needs to be for it to still be viable to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just want to kind of go through the motions.
Absolutely. I feel your energy this morning, and I feel your zeal and your zest for wanting to move into the next thing. And one of the things that DC and I were talking about, and I'll just share with you guys as well, because you may be going through it as well. And many of you who listen to the show know that DC and I just really talk probably about everything. And so this weekend, I was saying to DC, and I guess it's really right on point with the word from yesterday, I was saying, you know, when you look at others, and we read a lot, and you look at how people start their businesses, and they take them from zero to, I mean, abundance. Abundance that can't even be measured in many instances. And I said to DC, I said, what is it about some people's businesses that you would not even think would have such an impact, a financial impact, just a great impact on the world? What is it about certain businesses that they just, you see them start, and then it seems like you turn your head, and before you know it, their business has just gone, I mean, beyond through the roof. And he said, Carlette, what you don't see or what people don't see is the work, the time, the energy, the commitment that those people have put into their business, into the gift that God has given them, into the
right.
talents that they have. And you were saying to me that when people get over into that area, sometimes what the enemy will do is cause a covetousness to come about. And when you said that, it really just, I guess it touched something within me.
Mm-hmm.
Because all too often we spend time looking at others' success and why their business is a success, as opposed to, you know, why your business is still doing what it's doing or not doing what theirs is doing, or however you form this ideology of what others are doing. And you said, Carlette, you know, when people do that, you just got to be very careful, because you don't want to become covetous, or you don't want to spend time looking at what others have and what they're doing.
Absolutely, because when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know, we may go through a stage where we're just in a place where we have to find a place of contentment. In other words, it seems to the natural eye that it's just the same as it was for the last year or the last 2 years, and you can become complacent with it because, you know, your flesh is looking for something more.
Mm-hmm.
It is looking for something to make it feel better about,
right.
or we need adulation,
mm-hmm.
or we need people to say, hey, how great we are, mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. When we have to learn how to be content with wherever we are, and when we realize, like what Uncle New used to say, he's going to do it.
Right.
He's going to bring it about. We have to also accept that it's going to come about in the time that he wants it to come about. And so we have to learn how to be content,
mm-hmm.
and not become covetous of what others have, but celebrate what they have. In other mm-hmm. words, when we see others doing well, we should be able to celebrate that and not decide that, oh, okay, look at that person.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't things like that ever happen for me?
Right.
We're not allowing the time for these things to materialize in our own lives.
Mm-hmm. And are we celebrating others enough? And, you know, one thing that I can say about Darlene St. Romain, anytime you talk to her, she always celebrates others. She gives a genuine, how should I say, just a genuineness that comes from her that says, I'm happy.
Absolutely.
You're well. I'm happy your business is doing well. I'm proud of that. That, you know, that makes me happy to hear that others are doing well. And I believe that she's one of those people that has that. And I think that as we were talking about it and looking at it, there's a real fine line that we all have to have as a people, whether you're a business owner, whether you're working for someone else, we all have to have a sense of compassion for others. But really what I learned this weekend is that until we have compassion for ourselves, truly have compassion for ourselves, and that's what we want to talk about when we come back, having compassion for ourselves. And when you get that self-compassion, it'll be easier for you to have compassion and to celebrate others. So this morning, if you're looking for your momentum, look no further than from within yourself. Hey everybody, you're on point. It's Momentum Monday. We got to take a break. But we'll be back with more after this. Stay with us.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles. Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solutions in getting the best health care for you and your family. And this morning on Point, we're talking about how to get your zeal back, how to get out of that lazy mode, that sort of slowful mode, and get your morning started right. And most importantly, to get your week started right. And you know, we decided, and it just kind of dropped into our spirit that the reason why people don't have a positive outlook on Mondays is because for so many years, you know, probably your whole life, Monday just had or came with bad connotations. But what we have decided is that we want to create Monday mornings that have momentum, that have zest and zeal, so that you can get your week off to a great start. And it starts in the mind. And I was reading an article, DC, that was talking about the power of emotional intelligence. And ironically enough, it's really what you and I have been talking about. It's talking about meditating on the things that we want to see manifested. And there have been lots of studies done about this issue, and a lot of people don't even realize the importance of what we're meditating on and the importance of our emotional intelligence and our emotional self. And the way that you bring your emotions to the table will really be a determinant of how your day goes, how your week goes, how your life goes, how your kids' lives go. What are we meditating on? What are we saying to ourselves? And in the last segment, I alluded to compassion, and the article talked about having compassion. But really, it went on to say that we can't have compassion for others until we begin to have compassion for ourselves. And one of the things that I have been meditating on personally was not being so hard on myself. and beating myself up. And you said, do you remember what you said to me? You said, Carlette, why don't you just stop doing it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I said, if it was just that easy, I think everybody would just stop beating themselves up if it were just that easy. But the fact of the matter is we're our own worst critics. And sometimes it seems like it's easier for us to have compassion for others and very hard for us to have compassion for ourselves.
Right. But my point with that was when you identify that you've been beating yourself up, because a lot of people beat themselves up and they don't know that they're beating themselves up. That's just normal behavior. And they don't see it as beating themselves up. It's just what they've trained themselves to do. But once you identify that, wow, I think I'm beating myself up, then that's why I said, well, why don't you just stop beating yourself up?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've made a decision that that's what you were doing.
Right.
So now you can make another decision to start trying to stop doing it. And eventually, it's just like everything else. You got to start trying to do it before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to stop trying to do it and do it.
Absolutely. You got to stop trying to do it and just do it.
Yes.
And I think it's making that identification. And it just goes back to what you were saying. And you have been a person that has been a meditator for a long time.
Yes.
And what we're meditating on is, research shows, is really what we're manifesting in our lives, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. And so we really have to be careful about what we are meditating on.
Absolutely. And just the idea of slowfulness really just moved me, because I was already saying, wow, am I working hard enough? Have I gotten into a place of complacency where everything is going the way it needs to go, and I'm settling for, wow, things are great and I'd like for it to be here, stay here, or am I willing to do what needs to be done to propel this thing into the next level? And that's, I think, is the part that hit me, because I'm not okay right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not okay right here. Of course, it's good to be here. It's fine, but there's so much more that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to come out of myself and stop, looking at how it is for me and my comfort zone and all of the things that go along with that, and start to push myself more and get more out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think, you have to make sure you don't become lazy or slowful. Nobody that's being really successful in life are lazy or slowful.
That's exactly right.
That's just how it is. You're not going to see a successful, lazy, slowful person.
They're direct opposites.
Yeah, that's a complete dichotomy.
Absolutely it is. And they don't go together.
No.
And so this morning, maybe it's just a wake-up call, not only for us, but for other people who are in a place where we've said we never wanted to be, and that's a place of mediocrity.
Absolutely.
Where you're just as far from the bottom as you are from the top.
Average.
Just average.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I heard Pastor Greg impressing upon the congregation, is don't let, because it is a life stealer. When you start to look at slowfulness and laziness as a life stealer, we don't really look at it like that. I think when you hear somebody say, oh, such and such is lazy, well, you don't hear people say, man, that laziness has stolen that person's life.
That's absolutely true.
You just say, oh yeah, he's lazy, he'll probably come,
he won't want to work, he don't want to work.
Yeah,
right.
Or that person is very slowful. They're just very average, mediocre, and, never really try to do anything. And at one point he said something that really, really, it just reached down inside of me. And I was able to actually take what he said and apply it to my life.
Really?
And things that I've seen in my life. He said, never do you see the slowful person or the lazy person getting a promotion on any job.
Hmm.
And that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
The slowful person may be able to do the job better than everybody else, but they never get the promotion. And they start saying, oh, they don't like me. Oh, it's racism. Everybody just don't care for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the
woe
last,
is me.
Yeah, the last thing they think it is you're lazy and you won't do anything. The only thing you do is as little as you can to get the money that you get.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, And he said this, if you own a job and you're doing as little as possible to get the money that the company is paying you, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get a promotion.
Absolutely not.
You're absolutely not going to get it.
Right.
And I can remember being on jobs, mm-hmm. doing as little as I could to get as much as I could, mm-hmm. and was wondering why I wouldn't get the promotion because I was better than everybody in there.
Right.
But I didn't realize that the attitude that I had, if the whole company had that slothful attitude, it would just be a bad company.
A bad mess.
It's just a bad company because mm-hmm. you're not being as productive as you could possibly be every day and every time you walk into your job. You want to be as productive as you can be.
And, you know, you talked about the way that slothfulness, in, i.e. laziness, how it pilfers from you. Well, if you have the mindset that you're going to do as little as possible, and you hear people say it all the time, I don't do nothing on my job. You know what I'm saying? People really brag about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do nothing on my job. And then people that they get to the job and they only do, you know, just the bare minimal to get by.
Right.
And really, I guess yesterday what it made us realize is how that those things that pilfer, those little things that are so subtle, so innocuous, that you may not even realize how it's stealing from you.
Absolutely.
And so I guess that's why Momentum Monday is so critically important, because it's critical to get started on the right foot. And if you have had that sort of lazy spirit or attitude, then you can really shake it off and you can just repent, like what
Absolutely.
He said.
Absolutely.
You can acknowledge it, like what I said when I said, you know, Absolutely. I'm beating myself up. You can acknowledge. And what's the hardest thing for us to do is to acknowledge our shortcomings.
Absolutely. And the first thing I did was start to identify it in my life. And I started saying to myself, yes, I have been being slothful.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was teaching about it yesterday and saying because what I love about his teaching is
right.
he don't just give you the problem, he gives you the solution.
Right.
So then when he said we need to identify and then we need to repent for it.
Right.
You know, the first thing I did was just say, Lord, forgive me for being a slothful and having a slothful attitude.
Right. But you got to admit it. You got to admit it to yourself. And a lot of people are not able to.
And it doesn't hurt to admit it to another person. You know, I mean, that's not a bad deal. You know, basically mm-hmm. to really say to another person, mm-hmm. I've been being slothful and mm-hmm. this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wrong attitude to have.
Right.
And I'm going to change that today with the help of the Lord.
Absolutely.
I'm asking God to help me to come out of that.
Right.
And to move me, but I have to be willing. You know what I'm saying? I
mm-hmm.
have to be willing. And once I identify it as a problem.
Right.
And, you know, we see people all the time. We're like, man, such and such, get up every day. They're bright and early, and they're always on time and doing their job nice and promptly. And they're always, you know, we see mm-hmm. people like that. Mm-hmm. And we say, boy, man, that is, you know. And what they are is they're just not lazy or slow for
right.
doing their jobs.
And they're good stewards.
Absolutely. And they're faithful. Mm-hmm. And he talked about that as well, about being faithful. You know, you can't just decide that a person is faithful because you do the right thing for a month or a year.
Right.
You know, faithfulness means that you can do what's right over a long period of time.
Right.
And so then I have to ask myself the question, am I a faithful person? I've not really been faithful at a whole bunch of stuff. Really, when I really,
mm-hmm.
I'm completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here at the job, you know, I'm faithful working, taking care of my family, that kind of thing. But what about those things that I volunteer at, that we do, that we say, you know, we're doing this to try to give back,
mm-hmm.
you know, like we do the boxes for the food bank.
Right.
We've been faithful over that. But, you know, and he also talked about it as it pertains to being faithful in the church and mm-hmm. what are you doing in the church? Because I have to sit here and be honest today. I don't do nothing at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Are you having a moment?
I think I am having a moment. I'm just keeping it real.
You're just keeping it real.
I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why. I can't find anything to do. You know, I've urshed.
Did you have some truth serum this morning? What's up with that? You're just purging yourself this morning.
Well, you know, it's good to purge. And it's good uh-huh. to purge with others listening. Because, I mean, you know, you're just owning it.
Uh-huh.
You just own it right there.
David Christmas, you know what? That's one thing that I love about you, that you do own it and that you just tell it like it is. And, you know, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to hear those truths. But you know what? You can't Until you own a thing, right. You can't fix a thing.
You know, and what is it? Is it pride? I mean, what is it? You know, but those are some of the things that I have to dig down into and find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it about me that I'm not being faithful in other areas of life other than, you know, with my relationship
and what's and what those things that you feel are just those immediate important
exactly
things.
I mean, you know a healthy able-bodied person, I should be able to do more, right, you know, but I like, you know, my football time, I like, you know,
you like fishing,
you know, and I'm maybe being a bit selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, you know,
but you know what, that's really what life is about. It's about those revelatory moments, and it's about being honest and true with yourself, and as I said earlier, being able to have that compassion for yourself and not beating yourself up and saying, this is the area that I have fallen short in. And sometimes for me, and I'm just be honest, sometimes for me, it's hard for me to be honest to me about, you know, my shortcomings, because I don't necessarily always want to look at what's wrong with me.
Right, right. And we're all like that. But I'm going to tell you another part of that teaching that affected me the most.
Okay.
Or that moved me, I should say, was when he started speaking about when God gave the talents to each of the men.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the men that he gave the talents to did something with them, except the gentleman that he gave the one talent to, he took it and he buried it. And when he said that, he said that fear had crept in on that person, you know, you can see how a lot of people are gripped by fear. We talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Until they get debilitated to where they just don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't multiply what God gave them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing he said to me, I thought was just the smartest thing I think I'd heard in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Our government and God does things completely the opposite.
I know. I got
that just touched me to my core. And he said, the man who had the five talents that turned him into 10, God took from the man who had one and said, give that to the man with 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the government does the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They like to give to people with nothing who are able to go out and get something.
Right. Ooh.
And that was powerful.
That was powerful.
That was a serious revelation to me right there. In other words, take that from him who doesn't have anything and let him go out and get something.
Right.
And quit giving, because if you give to them like that, they're not going to ever do. I mean, that was powerful.
And then it really made you.
I never looked at it like that.
Right, and it really made you look at, am I a taker,
right,
or am I a producer,
a giver?
Right.
Am I giving anything? And we deal all the time with volunteerism out here in the workplace, where we're asking people, hey, donate to this or donate to that, and you see people just decide, I'm just not going to give anything.
Right.
I'm just not going to give anything. But if it was a line to go in and take, then here's everybody.
Everybody.
You know, and you have to wonder, why is it that the people who have the most keep getting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that spiritual?
I think it absolutely is spiritual. And I think that, and it's the principle of reaping and sowing.
This is a good conversation, but I'm telling you, man, we got some breaks to run.
We got to take a break, but before we take a break, let's go ahead and give a plug to the Word Christian Center, Pastors Greg and Celeste Tejada on Lee Street.
Powerful.
Bringing the Word, making a difference, and changing lives. And if you're looking for a place where your life can be changed and renewed, it is certainly at the Word Christian Center. And it has renewed our lives and changed our lives in many, many ways.
And we get these little infusions like this all the time.
A lot of times
we keep them to ourselves.
Well, and a lot of times we share. We share.
Well, this one right here just kind of moved on me a lot, Carlotta. I'm really moved this morning about the word that we got on yesterday, man. God bless the Word Christian Center and the pastors.
Absolutely.
And the congregation. God bless y'all.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Momentum Monday, and we hope that you have your zeal this morning. And if you don't have it, well, where have you been? Hey, we got to take a break here. Stay with us, but we're back with more right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece? The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:32, and this segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, our friends at McDonald's in Pineville, don't forget there are pink ribbons there. We're going to be pinking out the city. Both locations, McDonald's in Pineville, you can stop by when you're there for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and buy a pink ribbon. Also, our partners at St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations, you can stop there and you can pick up ribbons. You can buy pins. You can support the eradication of breast cancer by helping us to raise money. Also, you can do this at Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop DC is the absolute best stop in Cheneyville.
Yes, sir.
Also, proud partners in helping us to be the change that we want to see in eviscerating breast cancer. DC, before we leave our conversation, and start talking about raising money, I want to just remind people, because I can kind of feel in the spirit that people's momentum is lifting this morning.
Yes.
You know, because I think we all have to do sort of a self-inventory, a self-analysis of where we've been, where mm-hmm. we hope to be, mm-hmm. and where we are at this moment.
Absolutely. And you have to become conscious of where you are, or you'll just go through not conscious of not cognizant of the fact that we're mm-hmm. moving through mm-hmm. In a situation like that. It is very, very important to know and not to become complacent or let the enemy steal mm-hmm. what is yours and what God has blessed you with. So you have to know about it.
Absolutely. And the article calls it mindful awareness. And you know, it's amazing how, you know, as believers, we know what the word says, but sometimes it takes researchers and it takes studies for those sort of intellectual people to really understand.
And sometimes it just takes a word from the Lord from your pastor.
Absolutely.
You know, your pastor can put you right on it, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, that's
God
why,
bless all the pastors.
And that's why it's important to be in church.
Absolutely.
And to really allow that word to go down in you. But the article talked about the practice of mindful awareness and the observance of your mind and your body. And it talks about the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the sensations that we encounter in our bodies. And it says, if you start from mindfulness, the first thing that you get is inner peace. And then you add other practices like observing wellness in your body. And so all of these things, DC, are things that we can practice. Joy,
yes.
You know, inner peace. You know, confessing that our bodies are healthy and whole. And the word talks about being able to have what you say.
Absolutely.
And so there's also research that backs that. And I think that another reason why Mondays are so challenging for people is because of what we're confessing. We get up and I was listening to somebody this morning that said, it's Monday, I'm sorry. You know what? Why are we sorry it's Monday? Monday is the beginning.
Absolutely.
It's the start. And it can be whatever you say it can be.
Absolutely. But we have to change our mindset about Monday.
Absolutely.
I mean, right now, you know, I'm glad, you know, right now, I don't care how bad it is in a person's life. If you're 6 feet above ground mm-hmm. and you have a chance to change it today, then you're ahead of the game. It doesn't matter how bad it is, because if you really think about it, everybody can think of somebody that they know
mm-hmm.
who would love to be able to be here today to make a change in their life, but they're not, because they're going on to be with the Lord.
Absolutely. Or they're incarcerated, or they're incapacitated.
Absolutely. And that's a good time, Carlette, for me to send a big plug out to my man, Steve Stark. Sent us a letter. And Steve, man, God be with you. We're with you. We love you, brother. And God loves you, and it's good to know that you're loving yourself and that you're getting enthusiastic about life again. We your letter moved us in ways that you will never, ever know. Just mm-hmm. like what we do here and what Carlette does most of the time moved you, you moved us equally. And I just hope he hears us. His name is Steve Stark, and big shout out to you, brother, and we are your family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? For people like Steve and people that are traveling this morning, excuse me, that are listening, it's about self-compassion. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The hardest thing, I know for me and for many people, and maybe it's a woman thing, I don't know, but it is forgiving yourself. It is not beating yourself up. It mm-hmm. is saying that, just like I said to you this morning, it is saying, you know what? I missed it, but that's okay. And you pick yourself up right where you are. You dust yourself off. And you keep moving. You keep moving toward the mark. Because guess what? Every single one of us is going to miss it at some point. And when we allow those things to creep into our minds that are not fruitful, that don't bring us an inner peace, what we do is we systematically begin to start to have turmoil. You know, those inner conflicts. And it steals your joy. And you know what? DC said to me this weekend something so powerful. And DC, it stuck with me. And you probably don't remember. But he mm-hmm. said, you know what? If you can't be happy doing what you love, no matter where you are on the road, on the journey, if you can't be happy doing what you love, then what's going to make you happy?
Absolutely. And with that, Corlett, I'd like to add this to it, because I really do believe this happens to people a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're exactly where they need to be and where they want to be,
mm-hmm.
and they can't find contentment.
Mm.
Who is that that's stealing your joy? Because you're right where you want to be.
Right.
You're doing what you want to be doing.
Right.
If you're not happy, what is it that's causing you not to be content and happy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil.
Absolutely.
And then what will happen is he'll keep on hitting away at you like that.
Pilfering.
And then you stop doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, man, I got robbed. Yeah. I was doing exactly what I wanted to do.
Yep.
Exactly the way I wanted to be doing it. Getting exactly what I should have been getting. Doing what I wanted to be doing. And somebody talked me out of my joy.
And you know what that somebody was? It was in your head.
Absolutely.
It was
Absolutely.
In your head, because you were so busy looking to the left and looking to the right at others and what they were doing and their success and their money
right.
and their things. And you forgot to keep looking straight up at the one, because we're all, as Reinhard Bunke said, we're all zeros until we put the one in first place, and we all become tens when we put the one in front of the zero that we really are. We become a 10, we become 100, we become 1,000. We become all that we are when we put the one in front. And so this morning, if you're kind of having some challenges, and I feel you shaking out of it, just know that a lot of those voices that we talk about on Real Women, Real Talk, they are voices in your head, and you have to find that place of meditation, that moment. And if you're driving in this morning and you're almost there, you know what, before you break out of your car, or before you break out of your office, if you're listening via the internet at www.onpointcxmas.com, you might want to just take 3 to 5 minutes and fill your mind with what is good for you, what you expect, the energy, the thoughts, the ideology, the things that you are believing will happen in your life, on your job, where you're going. Begin to fill yourself with those things. Begin to fill yourself with an inner joy. Find that place. For me, the place that gives DC and I the most peace is being on water. And so whenever I'm feeling unnerved, or I'm feeling anxious, or I'm feeling worried, or I'm feeling afraid, yeah, those are all feelings. We know where they come from. But you have to begin to quiet those things. And you can start in your mind, and you can start to meditate, and you can take yourself, even if it's for only 5 minutes, to a place that gives you peace, that makes you feel calm. And you can be there, DC, before you start your day.
Yes.
Because things are going to happen. I don't Absolutely. Care if it's Monday through Friday. Things are going to happen that are going to come to shake you, that are going to come to steal from you, that are going to come to upset you. You know, your kids, your job, your company, whatever it is. But we've got to be stronger than those things that come against us. And we just have to handle them one thing at a time, one challenge at a time, 1 minute at a time.
That's right.
You know, and until we start to meditate on those things that are good and lovely and positive, you know, we're going to keep getting the same old crummy, oh, it's Monday, I don't want to be here on Monday, and all hell breaks loose on Monday. Well, you know what? Maybe you need to start thinking about what you're thinking about. Change your thinking. Hey, it's 8:43. It's Momentum Monday, and we're about ready to blow the roof off on this month's Race for the Cure. We're going to tell you how, when, where, and why when we come back. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point.
Show your weakness. Let him go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Taneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:51. The morning is winding down for us, but let me just first say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, proud sponsors of this year's Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure and the Pink Party for the Cure. You can get your Pink Party. Oh, yeah, it's going to be
going
live
down
and in full effect. We want to encourage people to get their tables, get their tickets. And here's the number you can phone, 318-346-2540, or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyls Parish, 318-346-6695. This morning, I don't know about you, but there are always little things that try to creep in to steal your joy and to steal your inner peace. And I hope this morning that if that was happening to you, like it tried to do to us, that you find your zeal. In other words, your fervor, you know, your desire, your enthusiasm for the day. Because Monday is how you get your week started. Well, really, you started on Sunday, but your work week, your school day, you started on Monday. And we try to make that impartation into young David Christmas. We try to make it for you and for us. And you know what? It starts with mindfulness. It starts with getting in your mind and think about what you're thinking about. And if what you're thinking about is not helpful and healthy for your purpose and for your day, then change that. Begin to change those thoughts and replace those with the thoughts that you want. And all you've got to do is just start. And lastly, this is what the article said about meditation. It says the most important thing is that you create a habit. You create a habit in your mind that will be beneficial to you, to your family, to your workplace, but you have to do it. Nobody can do this for you except you. And it's about making a decision. It's about having that impetus. It's about having that energy, that propulsion, that drive. It's about thinking about what you're thinking about. And I tell you what, this morning, DC and I went into a place that I had no idea, DC, that we were going into. But I don't know about everybody else, but our minds feel just a little bit better. What about yours?
Oh, I tell you what, I am. My momentum is up and running.
Your momentum is up,
yes,
and running?
And I'm rooting out slowfulness.
You're rooting it out.
I'm rooting it out. And I'm, with the help of the Lord, I'm rooting it out.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want it to attach to me.
Absolutely
because,
not.
It will steal from you. And it's stealing from people right now.
Right this second.
People are lounging out right now, you know.
Chilling.
You know, Pastor Greg did a
demonstration.
Yeah, a physical demonstration,
uh-huh,
of how people,
uh-huh,
how they go to bed and how they get when they slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, man.
But you know
That's
what?
So hilarious.
But you know what? This is what I want to say to people that want to just be honest with themselves, even if they don't want to share it with another person. If you've been just a little bit. And I'll say just a little bit, because nobody wants to confess to being a lot slowful, a lot lazy. But if you've just been a little bit slowful, a little bit lazy, and you hadn't put your best foot forward, you hadn't put your hand to the plow, you know what? It's okay, because yesterday's over. Don't you love that yesterday's over, last week's over?
Absolutely, we do. And let me tell you something. You know, right now, don't be slowful about registering for the race, for the Susan Jacobin race this year. Get out. Register. Go ahead and register so that we can have you counted. If you're going to run, walk with Team OPT, you need to go ahead and get registered. You know, don't let the devil tell you, oh, I'm not going to do it this year. Because he's telling
hurt.
You that.
My foot hurt.
Oh, my leg.
Uh-huh.
I don't have $30 to register. Come on, man. Go register for the walk and help support somebody else. Come out of yourself.
Don't be a taker.
Come out of yourself and go register for the race. And let's make this thing a success again this year. There's going to be a lot of people out there. You might as well have your face in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And let people see that you support something other than yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Go register to walk in the Susan Jacobin race. Get on Team OPT. It is going to be, when you go in to register at Coleman, www.ColemanAcadiana.org, just go to onpointtalk/Sylvia's.
Absolutely. And we would love to have you. We want you to change your mind today, and we want you to get that energy, that zeal, that impetus, that drive, that propulsion,
yeah, push,
that strength. to just push. Yes. It's Monday morning.
Yeah.
And we want you to push. Hey, everybody. We want to thank you guys so much. I don't know about you, but we feel a heck of a lot better. We hope that you do as well. Thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official.
Carl, let me give my boy a big plug out, too, because I left the house, forgot all my tools of the trade. I don't have my briefcases, my headphones. Big ups to Big Chris CJ in the boom, boom, room.
The boom.
Because he made it happen this morning. I'm using his headphones. Carlette has no headset.
That's all right. I don't need any. I don't need any.
So, you know, we don't have anything this morning. We just walked in with just body. And this show goes out to Chris Jacobs, CJ in the boom, boom, room.
And you
thank
know,
you, brother.
And you know what? It don't matter how your morning gets started. We were determined that it was going to be a momentum Monday. And as I was saying, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget. Be compassionate. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts right with you. And it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, hey, everybody, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentum Monday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. You got to be here. Some great stuff. Hey, everybody, have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or